somehow people will go there via their system instead of your system. Whatever. I mean, yeah. It's all... Yeah, whatever.
They're all robots.
Do we?
Yes.
Do we?
Yes!
Oh. Well, I guess you're right. I guess we do.
So I want to promote something real quick.
Sit's up.
I'm Kyle.
Kendrick.
Hold on a sec. And an Amy in the back.
Amy, if that wasn't motivation for you to answer for yourself going forward, I have no fucking clue what will be.
What if I forget about it, though? You just have to play that.
I will. Like, I'm going to get it on a soundboard.
Oh, shit.
That guy's out, not during these. But
before them. That guy's pulling ass through there.
He's like, I will destroy you with my car.
I'm going to drive into you. It's like, I need to get the right of way, but it doesn't mean you drive 1,000 miles an hour to get there, you dick.
Well, he wanted to punish you for doing a thing.
I fuck me running, I guess.
There is, in fact, actually an Amy in the back.
There
is
indeed an Amy in the back. Can confirm.
She's in the back of the car. Dun, 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 dun.
She's right behind us.
She's right behind me, isn't she?
Yeah, she's right behind
great.
Me. What was that? Was that fingers on chalkboard sound, or...?
That's her being a monster, I think. I've been listening a lot to, I've been on a journey to try to find, like, seriously just straight, like, video game music, but from, like, the 16-bit era.
Yeah.
Not, like...
Third gen, what do they call it?
I don't know. It's, like, Nintendo, Genesis, and Super NES, and stuff like that.
Oh, so, yeah.
Third gen. But it's kind of hard to find, and a lot of places you can only find, like, people covering it.
Yeah.
And so you really have to get lucky. And so I was, like, listening to... Okay, it was weird how I found this. I was watching Game Grumps, and I was looking through all their guest videos, right? Because they were doing a best-of compilation of all of their guest spots.
Sure.
A lot of those are funny, so if you haven't seen the guest ones, they're pretty good. Like, especially, there's, like, the Dan Harmon one, and there's Yeah, the Weird Al one's good. There's the guy who plays Grey Worm on Game of Thrones. That's pretty good. They do, like, Wheel of Fortune and get super pissed off about it and try to play, like...
Many of them are then playing Wheel of Fortune and getting super pissed off about it. It's fucking hilarious.
And there was another one where Danny gets angry. There's a compilation where he just keeps losing a turn and it's hilarious. But I found one where they had a guy on who is from a podcast called The Legacy Music Hour. And it's a podcast where they basically curate... 8-bit and 16-bit music for the episode. So it's him and his buddy. It's this guy named Brent Weinbach and Rob F. And they curate music based on the theme. So the first theme was like theme song music, right? So they picked their best theme song for their own show.
For their own show, yeah.
The second one was... what the frick was it? It was a theme of some sort. I think it was like elevator music.
Was it? I don't remember. They kind of wandered on the second one a little.
Yeah, the third one. Oh, it was. The second one was racing games music.
Yeah.
The third one was like an artist focused.
But they argued a lot about what a racing game was for a bit.
Yeah, and then the last one was like Disney. The fourth one was like Disney music.
Yeah, so, they're episode 600.
Yeah, something crazy. They've been doing it since 2012, I think. And is that right?
No, earlier than that.
Earlier than that. Okay.
I thought it was like 2009 or something.
It's really cool because you basically get... They play the full song or the full loop of the song, and then they'll talk about it. And sometimes they argue and they do goofy stuff, but you get actually a decent... It's an hour, so you get a decent amount of, like, music that you get to listen to that's, like, curated for a theme. So, I don't know. It kind of feels like NPR, but NPR I want to listen to. I don't know.
So I listened to the first episode and about half of the second episode.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest value I think they have is that they give you the playlist at the end.
Yep.
But I would like if they gave a way to get at some of those songs, where they got them from. Because, like you said, I like to listen to them.
And they talked about the music things they're using. I think that those have those songs on them.
Really?
Yeah, I think. And so that's what I was That's what I was trying to figure out, too.
I didn't get that out of that. The reason you don't find the songs is because they're not usually, at that era, they're not like WAV files someone can leak.
Mm-hmm.
They're like MIDI files.
Are you trying to say MIDI?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the MIDI files... are not something you can just play. You have to have the right kind of synthesizer software.
Mm-hmm.
Because MIDI files are not records of audio wavelengths at certain times to replicate sound. They are essentially sheet music. So it says, play a note at this pitch with this voice for this duration.
Mm-hmm.
okay, now play a voice with this note at this duration. No, and then like it's so it's basically just programmatically saying here's how you make the song.
Mm-hmm.
So if you listen to that, you have to make sure you're using all the same voices. So you have to have a synthesizer technology that matches the sound of the old NES.
Yeah.
And so it becomes slightly harder to transport. Or you have to generate that, output it as a WAV file, and then put that somewhere, which is hard because it's copyright infringement. So it's usually easier to get a cover where someone looks at the MIDI file and extracts the audio, or just plays it from their ear because that's what musicians do.
Yeah.
And then play that and then record that, because then it's a cover and you can usually get fair use as a whatever, right? So
I mean, a lot of these games are kind of like really old, so I'd be surprised if anybody came back and sued them. But
well, I mean, Nintendo usually does.
Wait, but for I mean, old stuff?
No, I mean, if you start posting like assets from old games, they'll sue you.
Mm.
Like they took down all those ROM sites, all those emulator sites.
They didn't take down shit.
Didn't VimNet go down?
I don't know. I just download ROMs off of sketchy websites that.
Yeah,
ask
see, that's
me.
The thing is now we have to cycle through all of them. So.
But anyway,
anyway, yeah. So.
Super cool. I think it's super cool podcast. It's really easy to listen to most of the time, especially as they kind of get into a groove in the later episodes.
Yeah,
I'm on like 8 now.
I struggled a little, to be honest. I'm not against giving them a shout out. Definitely go check them out. But I got annoyed.
You have to enjoy things, and Kendrick's perpetually unable to enjoy things that other people create.
I didn't really like their chemistry in the first episode, and I kind of got bored in the second episode. I think an hour is just too much for me.
Main reason I listen to it is because of the music. Like, I don't... what they say is interesting, and
yeah,
they start to get
in,
into...
If you drift in and out of what they say and you don't pay a lot of attention, it's probably better.
They start to get into stuff that's actually kind of cool, which is, like, history about the music, and, like, the... One of the guys is, like, a musician, so he talks about, like, the things that are going on musically and, like, the different aspects that I can't even begin to, like, look at.
I think I got thrown by some of their weird prejudices, and the strange lack of overlap on the games they played. It was just confusing me.
Yeah, it's kind of like...
It's like, I've never played a fighting game. I'm like, what? I don't play RPGs.
Did
so
you just fart
music.
In the car?
No.
Did you want to?
I mean, okay. I'm holding it in right
I'm
now.
Always
got to
fart.
I'm holding it together.
But, yeah, you're right. I mean, it's kind of like... I mean, it's like us, though. I mean, we sit here and talk about things neither of us care or know that about the other
well,
one
it's not,
knows about.
It's not even necessarily that. It just seemed weird. Like, people are like, no, I don't like this song. It's like, well... Or I don't know. It's just weird. The switches between, like, subjective and then, like, backing some stuff up with things. And then, I don't know. It was just weird.
The first episode does that a lot because the first episode is them trying to pick one. So they have to agree on it.
Yeah.
And that kind of does put, like, a little bit of a wedge between them.
It's a weird confrontational thing. But then I listened to the most recent episode.
The Creed one or whatever?
Was it Creed? I started listening to the one that guys... one of them called in and came back from France, but he was sick. And I'm assuming it's because one of them was sick, but the chemistry was in. I'm like, this is fucking
They do sometimes call in people, too, to have interviews, which I thought was kind of cool. I don't know. It's just really... It's kind of educational.
Go check it out. Kendrick will probably remember to put a link in here.
especially if you like that kind of music, it's really cool because you get to hear about a lot of games that you might have really liked. I imagine people like Joe and people who have played a lot of the old games. I didn't play a lot of these games, so it's cool to kind of learn about them.
Yeah.
Might like it more or less, depending on how nostalgic it is.
Well, in the beginning, they used the Mega Man 3 theme for the menu select theme for their intro, and that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, I guess we'll talk about that for 10 minutes, but if you like that kind of stuff, go check it out. It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
What is their canonical location? I'll put it in the link, or in the notes on the episode, but what is their, like, official... Because, like, they have their website that they mentioned, but it doesn't look like that's active anymore from the first episode. They have, like, a blog spot, and then they're hosting it all through, like, archive?
I don't know. I just go to legacymusichour.com, and I listen to them from there.
So just straight website is the easiest?
Yeah.
All right.
I usually use Google Music, weirdly, to play, like, podcasts.
Yeah, well,
a lot of people
don't
do that.
Well, Google Music has only been on the podcast scene since, like, after we started.
Yeah.
Or right around we started. It's only a few years
It's
in.
Super easy to get your podcast on there, by the way. If you are a podcaster listening to podcasts, I've done it all now for other podcasts I do.
Just make sure you get your tags and your keywords set up.
Weirdest thing, actually. Well, yeah. So after you get it, like,
SEO.
On there, you want to make sure that you have the SEO. But the weirdest thing I found is when you're submitting a podcast, you have to have a certain size image for your podcast logo. And if you have a smaller image or don't have one, you get into a lot of trouble, and it can mess up your, like, RS. It can mess up your feed. If your feed's not set up right, it can mess up your ability to actually go onto these.
what do they call, like, aggregators?
Yeah, this isn't going to say conglomerators, but yeah, aggregators.
So feed aggregators are what they are, essentially. Because a lot of these people, I mean, like, all of the ones that just you connect to, they're not doing shit. They're just pinging your RSS endpoint every so often and then showing people
more
the new
pretty
one.
Than, yeah.
Yeah. And then somehow people will go there via their system instead of your system. Whatever. I mean, yeah. It's all...
They're all robots.
Well, it's whatever interface you like to use, right? Because essentially the Google Music sell is that their interface is slick, easy to use. You hook into their notification system, which is slick and easy to use, and you don't have to do it. And then for the user, like, the interface is nicer, so I don't have to click through your stupid website to listen to my podcast. I can just go to my app and pause and play in the app. Right? Yeah. So on a mobile device, it's very compelling. Obviously, the downside is then we don't get any ad revenue.
Yeah, Stitcher is another one. It's just like it's only a phone app that you can use to like conglomerate stuff together. And
so it's a strange animal, especially when you have like web-based feed aggregators that aggregate your feed into another feed that you can then consume. And it's like, this okay, this is getting weird.
Well, that's kind of cool though. Like that's I think where Stitcher was born out of, because Stitcher's the mobile app, but you have websites that you can put a bunch of feeds into, and it'll like organize your feeds for you.
Yeah,
which is kind of what the I don't know how much about the Google Music integration there. I know that I can find lots of podcasts on Google Music, but the Apple one does that, and it'll show you, like, new, most recent updated ones, yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
That's, I mean, they're just hitting your feed.
Apple, yeah. And but they're just, yeah, you basically just say which ones you want to subscribe to. They pull the RSS from them or something, and then they put them in order.
Well, do you know what RSS is?
Real Simply Stupid.
Correct. Step forward.
Real Simple Something, isn't it?
Yeah. It's Real Simple Serializing or Serialize.
But it's just a location that has all of the things.
It's an XML endpoint that provides a standard. It's a standard, basically, of, like, streams. I think it's like real simple streams. But essentially, it's... I'm going to feel stupid now. Kendrick, correct me later.
Real simple syndication, dipshit.
Re-record it over it and just dub in the correct thing every time I've said it.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to do that.
Have Kate say it, like... It's just... It
Gorilla.
It has my words on it. You can go this way, too.
That's fine. I don't want to.
What are you laughing about? Amy, the only thing you said this entire episode was you laughing. You have to explain.
No, it was the gorilla.
Oh.
Gorilla.
I love that whole bit.
I'll probably just put gorilla over all of them then, so people are even more confused. But regardless, it's basically just a list of XML...
That's
objects.
The second ball I've seen in a gutter.
Well, there's the kid. All those kids live over there, so
maybe this is daycare.
Or maybe the daycare. Or that gang of kids.
But yeah, so if you're gonna do podcasting stuff, it's pretty easy, and you should definitely try to get your podcast out on as many of these kind of aggregators as possible.
I'll park over here.
Commitment.
I don't think that's how that song works.
It is. Amy taught me.
Oh, okay.
That's not what I taught you.
Oh, that's what you taught me, though.
Oh, my God.
It's not.
You're parking in the sun or the shade?
Sun.
Boo.
But with my butt to the sun. All right, well.
God.
Yeah, here.
So, yeah. Short episode on podcasting.
Short but sweet. More likely to get aired, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. I start a podcast. They're fun. They're stupid. They're a waste of everybody's fucking time. But if someone listens and you brighten the day, isn't that worth it?
No!